You are listening to Angie's Campfire Stories, a podcast for kids by kids. I am your host, Angela Alvarez, and I'll be sharing a scary story with you each week. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or any other platform that you can get your podcast from. Today's episode is a reading from Alvin Schwartz's famous collection of scary stories to tell in the dark. I hope you enjoy. This story is called The Big Toe. A boy was digging at the edge of the garden when he saw a big toe. He tried to pick it up, but it was stuck to something, so he gave it a good, hard jerk, and it came right off in his hand. Then he heard something groan and scampered away. The boy took the toe into the kitchen and showed it to his mother. "It looks nice and plump," she said. "I'll put in the soup and we'll have it for supper." That night, his father carved the toe into 3 pieces, and they each had a piece. And then they did the dishes. And when it got dark, they went to bed. The boy fell asleep almost at once, but in the middle of the night, a sound awakened him. It was something out in the street. It was a voice, and it was calling to him.
"Where is my toe?"
it groaned. When the boy heard that, he got very scared, but he thought, "It doesn't know where I am. It'll never find me." And then he heard the voice once more, only now it was closer.
"Where is my toe?"
it groaned. The boy pulled the blankets over his head and closed his eyes. "I'll go to sleep," he thought. "When I wake up, it will be gone." But soon he heard the back door open. And again, he heard the voice.
"Where is my toe?"
Then the boy heard footsteps. They moved through the kitchen, into the dining room, to the living room, into the front hall, and slowly they climbed the stairs, closer and closer they came. Soon they were in the upstairs hall. Now they were outside his door.
"Where is my toe?"
His door opened. Shaking with fear, he listened as the footsteps slowly moved through the dark towards his bed. They then stopped.
"Where is my toe?"
It. If you are enjoying listening to Angie's Campfire Stories, please take a moment of your time to write a review in Apple Podcasts / iTunes. The more reviews I have, the more people I can reach with my stories. And please share this podcast. It might inspire more children to start creating and sharing their stories as well.